Welcome to Lanyap. I'm KEDM News Director Bob Lennox. My guest today, Don and Phyllis Marcus with Temple B'nai Israel, and a big event coming up this Saturday, the fourth annual concert that's going to be happening at Temple B'nai. And Mr. and Mrs. Marcus, welcome.
Thank you
for being here today. And a big concert event that's going to be coming up. Last year, I hear reviews about last year's concert that everybody was laughing. They were enjoying it. Just smiles everywhere with folks that I talked about the concert happening last year. Fourth annual concert that's going on. And Don, a lot of great folks getting lined up for this.
Well, we have a good lineup this year as we had last year. And this concert is for the preservation of the historic Jewish cemetery. And we've just finished putting up the last portion of the fence from proceeds we've made the last 3 years.
Good.
And the fence is done, and it's beautiful. It adds to downtown Monroe's coming alive. But our show this year features Rod Allen Payne, and he's got Lawrence Gibbs with a clarinet and saxophone, Carvel Avis on guitar, Hallie Yarborough on violin, the Retzel Twins will be on twin pianos, Lisa Spann, Harvey Hales,
Lisa Lee Pfeiffer.
Oh, okay.
Lisa was Lisa McCalman, but she got married. And
we want to identify her correctly so people know who she is.
There
and
you
it's
go.
Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Temple, which is on 2400 Orell Place, in Park Avenue.
Phyllis, tell us a little bit about how the concert came about. Fourth annual, so, you know, obviously a lot of folks really enjoyed it the first year, and since then it's grown.
Well, we wanted to raise money, and Don and I have done this before. When we lived in New Orleans, we raised money when we belonged to the temple there by bringing in artists, but these were well-known artists. But we just decided that our first concert, we had a jazz band from New Orleans, and that was just a huge success. And then we started the second year with Billy Ledbetter.
Mm-hmm.
And Billy was supposed to do the concert again last year, but unfortunately he passed away. So it was in his honor that we did it.
Right.
And it's just worked out just well. These artists that we have, they're local artists, but they are all highly professional. Some of them have been in Carnegie Hall. They have performed before presidents at the Kennedy Center.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a wonderful lineup of people. And I just wanted to add that after the concert, we have a reception that the women from our congregation provide food for desserts. And it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
And I'm at the temple. I'm the administrator there. So if anybody is interested in tickets, they can call me at 387-0730, and we'll do the best we can. And if there are tickets left over, we probably will sell them at the door.
Okay.
But good. We're hoping that we don't.
All right. Talking with Don and Phyllis Marcus with Temple B'nai Israel, the fourth annual concert coming up this Saturday evening. Don, you know, talking about a lot of great names that are on the lineup, and really it's something not just for adults, but, you know, families can come and enjoy the show.
This is a family-type show. The music you'll hear could be Gershwin, Berlin, to Bob Dylan, Neil Sedaka, Neil Diamond. I mean, these are Jewish American singers, composers of the 20th century. And it's an endless, endless list of songs that they can choose from.
Yeah. Any personal favorites of those performing? I guess all of them, probably.
We're just amazed every year what these performers do for us.
Can I just say that these performers had requested to come back, some of them that were there last year. They wanted to come back again this year.
Right.
And we are absolutely elated to have them.
Good deal. So, again, kind of going through, you know, like you say, it's a tribute to Jewish American composers and a lot of great music. And I guess, Phyllis, really spanning, you know, eras of different composers and their contributions to music.
Well, I think that what we do, we reach people, older people, senior citizens, who can relate to some of this, to the music, mm-hmm. even some of the younger of the baby boomers, even some of the baby boomers.
Right.
You know, it's really a very relaxing kind of music. It's just a fun evening.
All right. So again, kind of headlining things, Rod Allen Payne and a host of others. Don, you mentioned Lawrence Gibbs there, clarinet and saxophone, a variety of instruments as well. And I like the thought of the dueling pianos. That's going to be.
That's going to be something, I understand. These girls are amazing. We haven't had them before, but we are looking forward to something we've never seen before with these two women.
And Hallie Yarborough, when she plays that violin, it brings tears to your eyes. The music is absolutely magnificent. And Lawrence Gibbs is a professor at Tech.
Right.
And so he's very well known. And from what I understand, Harvey Hale is going to sing this year. This is his first time. And I understand that he's quite a treat, too.
Mm-hmm. So that should be a great time. And again, Phyllis and Don Marcus joining us today on Lanyap. Phyllis, again, the number to call and also, like we say, an admission fee is for the concert coming up this Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. But again, the number and location?
The number is 387-0730, and we are located on the corner of Park Avenue and RL Place.
Looking forward to a great time coming up, the fourth annual concert at Temple B'nai Israel. Don, Phyllis, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.